President Bush tried to head off some of that criticism yesterday, speaking about his new plan at Fort Benning, Georgia. And while he made his remarks, news of accelerated deployments was circulating by email on the sprawling Army base. Some got the word, others were anxiously waiting. After the president flew back to Washington, NPR's David Green stuck around to talk to soldiers, but he ran into some trouble.
The trouble was Major General Walter Wojciechowski, the commanding general at Fort Benning, who decided to bar his troops from talking to reporters. The commander expressed concern this might take attention away from the president's message. But a few hours after Mr. Bush was gone, officials at the base yielded. They offered up two young privates, insisting they had not been pre-screened or scripted. In fact, these soldiers were plucked conveniently from their assignment, which was to tear down the room where the president had spoken, including hauling endless rows of numbered and lettered chairs.
Well, it should say, there should be numbers on the back.
Yeah,
like D10.
That's detail.
Yeah, those are A, those are B, and those are C. It's alphabetical.
Today was by far the best detail I've done in a long time, sir.
That's Kenny Shear. He's 18 years old from Menasha on Lake Winnebago in Wisconsin. He enlisted last summer.
People look up to me, and I like that. I got a 9-year-old brother, a 12-year-old brother, and a 17-year-old brother, and a 15-year-old sister, and they all look up to me. And I like the respect I get back home in town.
In March, Shear will ship out to Iraq. He says the order came before the president's announced escalation. The private says he expects to spend his days in Iraq hunting for improvised explosive devices. But he was more eager to talk about the Christmas he just spent back home, where he asked his girlfriend to marry him.
Actually, she said, yes, I'll be getting married as soon as I come back from Iraq.
Is she nervous?
No, she loves me. She has faith in me. I have faith in myself, and I have faith in others. I have faith in the Lord, so I know everything will work out.
My name is Private Roy Johnson from San Diego, California, sir.
Rory Johnson was the other private on cleanup detail. He's 24. He, too, enlisted last year, and he, too, is headed to Iraq for his first tour. He's told he's leaving in August, but says that may now be moved up. He said he's heard horror stories about Iraq from friends who've returned.
They said it sucks over there. I mean, so there's this one kid who, you know, they go out at night in their squads and they, you know, kick down doors and all that. He said one time it was his turn to kick the door down. There was an RPG set up with a string right to the trigger, but it didn't go off. So it's like, hey, you know, they ain't screwing around over there.
What makes it worth it?
Everybody out here, on battle buddies. You know, you meet a lot of excellent people in this place. Some of my good friends I met in basic, you know, it's guys that, you know, if you had to take a bullet for them, you would. And that's what it's about. It's about the guy next to you.
The president's troop increase had an immediate impact on a large combat brigade here. The soldiers will be returning to Iraq earlier than they thought. One of them, Sergeant Kenneth Hay, was doing some shopping off base at Ranger Joe's military supply store.
Oh, I just got some name tapes for my uniform, some of these flags, you know, because they get worn out and dirty, so, you know.
Hay has done tours in South Korea and Iraq in the past 3 years. He found out yesterday that he's going to Iraq this spring instead of in the summer. And he came home to share the news with his wife.
Well, I sat down and, you know, I kind of wanted to have a talk with her. And I was like, you know, I got something to tell you. She's like, well, I already know.
She already knew because an email had beaten her husband home. Hay says he had been hoping for more time with his 2-year-old son.
Yeah, it would have been nice. It's kind of came up quick, but, you know, that's how it goes, you know. We're the Army. That's what we do.
David Green, NPR News, Fort Benning, Georgia.